Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Arla. Today we are learning parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches, and parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes. We learned in the previous Mishnah that the halachos of Arla only apply to the parts of the tree that are considered to be the fruits. Any other parts of the tree are permitted to be used, used and eaten and so on in any other way. It's only the fruits aspect of the tree that become prohibited for the first 3 years as a result of Arla. The Mishnah now in Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches is going to discuss various other parts of the tree that would, however, qualify as fruit, and therefore the halachas of Arla would apply to them. Says the Mishnah, on koglos, defective grapes. Grapes, as the Bartanura points out, that became damaged, they're no longer edible, and this was before reaching a third of their ripeness. V'hachartzanim, v'hazogim, v'hatemet shalehem. Grape pits, grape skins, and temed, like we've discussed previously, is like this type of not such great quality wine that was made from soaking the grape pits or the grape skins in water. Klipe rimon, v'hanetz shelo, a pomegranate's skins and its blossoms. Again, the blossoms, like the crown part, as the Bartanura says, that grows from the, sort of at the top of the pomegranate. Klipe egozim, nutshells, v'hagarinim, and the pits of all different types of fruits, asurim be'arla. All of these things are prohibited in the situation of Arla. They're all considered to be part of the fruits, and therefore, for the first 3 years, the halachas of Arla would apply to them. Uva ashera, and in the case of an ashera tree, like we discussed previously, where everything's asur, because it's all asur bahana, it's all asur, it's all prohibited to get benefit from. Uva nazir, and certainly in the case of a nazir as well, that any part of grape pits or grape skins or temet and so on, a nazir can't have any grapes, all of these things would be usher, would be prohibited for him as well. However, says the Mishnah, umutarin berevai, but they're all permitted when it comes to revai. Like we discussed previously, netta revai isn't a prohibition, it doesn't make anything usher to eat, it simply means they have to take those things and bring them to Yerushalayim. But when it comes to these things, the skins and the blossoms and the shells and so on, those things would not be included in the halacha of revai. And we're just going to conclude with the halacha for unripe fruit, v'hanovlos kula masuris. And fruits that fall from the tree before ripening are all considered to be normal edible fruits, and therefore they're completely and totally usher, they're prohibited, whether in the case of an asherah tree, where everything's certainly usher, that's obvious, but even in a case of Arla, Nazir, and so on, they would, in Revai as well, they would be completely usher, completely prohibited, unripe fruits that fell down, they would not be allowed to eat if they fall into any of those categories. A Nazir can't eat grapes that fell down, a person can't eat them if they're Arla from the first 3 years, and so on and so forth. Now we're going to finish off the parak with parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes, as we also continue the discussion of what's considered Arla as it pertains to fruit. It says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, Notin yichur shel Arla. A person's allowed to plant the branch of an Arla tree, even though the fruit of an Arla tree is forbidden. Its branches, which are not fruit, like we learned two Mishnayos ago, are completely and totally permitted. Mipnei ve'ein notin egos shel Arla. But one may not plant a nuts of Arla. Why not? Because while a branch is not a fruit, a nut is considered to be a fruit, and therefore it's forbidden. You're not allowed to get any benefit from the fruit of Arla, therefore you can't get any benefit from this nut as well. Finishing off the parak, v'ein markivin bichafnios shel Arla. And similarly, a person can't graft a branch with date bud clusters of Arla, because date bud clusters too are considered to be fruit, and like we keep saying, the fruit is where the prohibition of Arla lies. Any other parts of the tree are not usher because of Arla. Quick review. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, discuss the various parts of a tree that do qualify as a fruit that would be considered to be both Arla and for a nazir, and usher in terms of an asherah tree, whether it be the skins, or the temet, or the defective grapes, or the pits, or the nutshells, and so on and so forth, the blossoms, etc., would all be considered to be usher, certainly if they're an asherah tree, certainly for a nazir, who's not allowed to have any grapes, and certainly for someone within the first 3 years, for his arla tree. However, all of these things would be permitted to have, and they would not be needed to be brought to Yerushalayim, Netzer Avai, would not apply to them. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us that when it comes to unripe fruits, they're totally asur, even if they're unripe, they fell off the tree. There's still a grape that fell off early, cannot be given to a Nazir. Anything in the first 3 years that fell off that's not ripe cannot be given to anyone. And they have to be brought to Yerushalayim if they're Netzer Avai, and so on and so forth. Obviously, if they're from an Asherah tree, then they're prohibited as well. And then Perak Aleph, Mishnah Tez just gave a few more examples. Said that you're allowed to plant the branch of an arla tree, because again, a branch is not a fruit, it's just a part of the tree, you can benefit from that, but you can't plant the nut of an arla tree, because that is considered to be the fruit of the tree, and the halachas of arla would apply to it. And the Mishnah just concluded by telling us, when it comes to grafting a branch with date bud clusters, so date bud clusters are considered to be fruits, and therefore they would have the halachas of arla applying to them. Have a great day.